Good morning and welcome. Thank you for listening to Bat Talk with Sharona. I'm your host. My name is Sharona. We haven't podcasted in a while. It's been busy working on a lot of articles concerning the upcoming draft and ranking some IDP players for Inside the Pylon and doing some other writing as well, in case you missed it. I shared an experience that that I had several years ago with a fellow that I had been involved with, had a relationship with, in response to some comments made by Detroit Lions general manager Bob Quinn. We'll talk about that in the final segment of the show when I'm joined by my friend and outstanding person, outstanding reporter who covers the Lions for NFL Female and XN Sports, Sonia Greenfield. Always a pleasure to talk to her. And we sat down last night and discussed that and talked a little bit about, you know, the Lions offseason, what needs she would like to see addressed. So we'll get to that in a minute. First, we're going to talk about the latest from the resistance. As you guys know, that's been a big topic of conversation here at Bat Talk, talking about the 2016 elections and the Russia connection. Russia, Russia, Russia. Wow. You know, that Russia thing just keeps getting bigger and bigger, doesn't it? And as we predicted and as we talked about, it is a bigger deal than certainly than the players involved in that would like for you to believe. You know, there's a reason why all of these cats are lying about it. They're lying about it because they don't want to get caught. They don't want this to be investigated. Your Congress, which is populated by some very nefarious Republicans, voted not to require Donald Trump to release his tax returns. Ask yourself why. You know, if this had been any other party, they would have done this. They would have done the right thing, but they are power hungry Neanderthals who are complicit in what happened and what went down, and they don't want to get caught, and so they are doing everything they can to make sure that this is not investigated. You know, we need to know what happened in the 2016 election. I think that we know, right? I mean, we've got a pretty good idea that Russia tampered with the help of top leaders in the GOP. Who were they? We already know some of them. You know, Jeff Sessions. You know, we need to know the truth. The American people deserve to know the truth. And if you're not upset about this, if you're not mad about this, I beg you to ask yourself why. Why are, you know, the pandering and the inability to recognize this for what it is it's astounding. It blows my mind that there are people out there who think this is all okay. It's not okay. You know? And it's not okay. And we need to know what happened. We need to find out the truth. And fortunately, it does look like there are some efforts and bipartisan efforts underway to investigate what happened, to investigate all the Russian ties. I mean, at this point, is there anyone involved in helping get Donald Trump elected that wasn't dealing with Russia, that wasn't back channel dealing and involved in Russia's efforts to tamper with the election in order to get the GOP elected? Is there? I mean, I don't think that there's, you know that some of these cats are running scared because they know that if, you know, if the truth does come out, their involvement's going to be, is going to be revealed as well. And so, of course, you know, they don't want an investigation because they're afraid of what it's going to reveal. You know, it's if it weren't so, if it didn't hit so close to home, if it wasn't so important and scary and a lot of other adjectives that I can't come up with this morning, if it wasn't so important, it's really an interesting exercise in delusion and how people, you know, convince themselves that, you know, that things are or aren't what they really are. It's kind of amazing. But I have to mention this. As we've mentioned before, we don't script things on here. I have a general outline of what I want to discuss, and so I try to keep myself on topic. I have to mention that it is so amazing that one of my senators, Bob Corker, came out and said, what a great, outstanding cabinet that the administration has put forth, and how proud he was, like literally an hour before it was revealed that one of this administration's main goonies lied under oath to Congress about his ties with Russia. Hi, Bob Corker. I don't know if you're dumb, if you're corrupt, or both, but I do know you need to be voted out of office, and I hope that we can do that because you are useless. You're completely, and not to mention Marsha, who is as useless as you. You know what? No, you're not useless. You're worse than that. You're enabling something that is evil and rotten. Do you have no moral center? I don't think that you do. It's embarrassing. It really is embarrassing. You know, but even though Russia is important, and even though we're starting to uncover some information about, you know, those ties and what went down and all of that, we can't let some other things that are happening get lost in how important Russia is. And there are other things going on too. And this has sort of been a problem from the beginning, in that there's so much going on that it's hard to, you know, it's hard to keep a finger on it, right? Yesterday, the budget for the EPA was slashed brutally slashed. You know, I guess clean air was nice while it lasts, clean water, you know. I mean, programs and things that are of benefit to the average American are under attack. You know, your education department is headed by a moron. A rich moron. That's how she got the position. She bought it, and nobody seems to be upset about that. I'm at a loss to understand how willfully blind so many people are about this. It just is astounding to me, and I keep repeating the same words over and over. But what else can you say? You know, what else can you say about it? It's pretty amazing. And, you know, it really is telling that the hatred and the prejudice that spews from the White House is affecting this country as a whole, this country at large, because you're seeing, you know, attacks on Jewish cemeteries and Jewish people. You're seeing, there was a terrorist attack committed on a young Muslim man, and it's not getting nearly enough coverage. And not to mention that there are media outlets that refuse to call this what it is. It's an act of terrorism. Why do we have so much trouble calling attacks by white male Protestants terrorism? It's terrorism too. And we, you know, if we're against quote unquote terrorism, we have to be against this as well. You know, we can't let our, you know, we just can't let prejudice and hatred rule the day. And, you know, maybe I'm naive, maybe I'm a dreamer, and I hope that I'm not the only one, but I truly do think that more people in this country are, you know, the terms good and bad are generalizations, right? And we've talked about how labels can, you know, all generalizations have their, you know, their outliers, their exceptions and what have you. But I think most people try to do the right thing, want to do the right thing, are good people that don't like the direction this country is going in. But the people in charge are driving it in a way that makes it very difficult to imagine if it's ever going to stop. Hopefully it's going to stop. Hopefully, you know, people sticking up for, you know, for love and for acceptance and for inclusion and, you know, the things that matter will, you know, will sway the day and will make, make things, you know, be a lot better. I hopefully we'll, you know, we'll see that. We're going to do a quick podcast this morning, by the way, because your girl Sharona has to go get her hair did. And so we don't have a lot of time. We set it up for an hour. We're not going to do an hour, and we've got to get to our Detroit Lions section. So before we get there, we'll take a quick break. You know, if you have anything that you want to talk about on the podcast, you can follow me on Twitter and you tweet at me, Sports by Sharona. If you want to be a guest on the podcast, hit me up. Always looking for new voices. We're going to be talking about a lot of different things. There's a lot on my agenda to talk about over the upcoming weeks. Once our Inside the Pylon draft guide gets published, I'll be in a better position to have a little bit more time to do more podcasts. We'll do this one today, and we'll try to do one next week. And then maybe after the draft guide gets published, we can go back to two per week. We'll see about that. So we'll take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about Bob Quinn and the Detroit Lions. So stay tuned in. You are listening to Bat Talk with Sharona. You know, it's always a struggle to pick the kind of music that sort of fits the podcast. But I have to say, I'm going to give myself a little pat on the back. Picking that song was definitely a stroke of genius this morning. You know, we talk about violence against women on this show a lot, and I've been a victim's rights advocate for a long, long time. And I hope and believe that I would have done that despite my own experience there. But, you know, I don't like to talk about my own experiences for a lot of different reasons. For one thing, it, you know, it affects me. It is difficult to go back to days and relive that. And if you talk to any victim, I suspect they would say the same thing. You know, it's hard. You know, about a year or so ago, I sat down to start a memoir that I still intend to do in some form or another. We'll talk about that on another podcast. But and so, you know, I started with a timeline and a chronology, and it was hard. You know, it was difficult just to sit down and try and map that out and relive all of that. And when, you know, when you suffer from anxiety and PTSD and depression, the things that can, you know, trigger those things, I hate to use the word trigger, but it certainly does fit at times. The things that can trigger those things are painful memories, you know. But I revisited an incident that happened to me several years ago because I felt like Bob Quinn's comments were a little misguided, misplaced. And if you haven't heard what Bob Quinn had to say about Joe Mixon, let's go ahead and play that now so that you can hear it.
Yep. Yeah, we're going to leave the door open on Joe. I think it's really disappointing that Joe's not here. I think it's, you know, we come here to see the best college football players in the college football. So there's 330, 40 some odd players here. And for him not being here because of those issues, personally, I don't think that's real fair because we have a lot of investigation that we want to do on him. And to get him in one spot for all the teams would have been great. I'm not part of those decisions about how guys are chosen. But I think it is a disappointment that guys like him, and there's a few others you can put in that category, that, you know, we're going to be chasing around on the month of March and April, and it's really unfair to the players, to be honest with you. So the door's open, and I'd like to, you know, be able to get a chance to sit down with the people that know Joe or Joe and kind of see what the circumstances were around the incident. He is still on our draft board, yes.
Well, you know, there's a lot to unpack there, and we'll try to do that. But first of all, we're going to take another quick break. And when we come back, my chat with Sonia Greenfield. So stay tuned in. You're listening to Bat Talk with Sharona. All right, welcome back. As promised, I'm joined now by my boo, my bae, Sonia Greenfield. It's been way too long since she and I have sat down to do a podcast segment, so I'm always happy to have her on. So, Sonia, thanks for joining me.
Oh, you know, it was nothing but my pleasure to join you. I'm so excited. And like you said, it's been far too long since we sat down and chitty-chatted. So I'm excited.
It's been far too long, but we've been talking about it. And now because of some comments by your general manager, we hooked up to do a real quick podcast segment because, as I announced, we're recording this on Thursday evening, so we're going to do a little quick segment. As I announced early, this is going to be played on Friday morning, and as I announced at the beginning, I got to go get my hair did. Which is,
well, you know,
priorities. It's important, so... all right, so let's start with that, and then we'll talk a little bit. Well, first of all, and because it's been a while, tell everybody a little bit about you. You're one of my sisters, that NFL female, and just, you know, the skinny on you.
Yeah, so the skinny on me is that, yes, I am one of Sharona's sisters over at NFL Female. I do report for the Detroit Lions. You can find me on Twitter at mom, the number 2, the number 3RN. And then I just recently, as of last week, took up a spot on SportsX Media. So I'll be writing
cool.
for them every now and then.
Yeah, so awesome.
I'm excited about that. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's a little skinny about me.
Well, very, very, very awesome. So, yeah, that's great. I know I was trying to think. I know some people that right there. So they couldn't have gotten a better person. So,
thanks.
Let's start there. And Sonia knows that I guess everybody knows that listens to this show or, you know, knows me, knows I wasn't too pleased with Bob Quinn's comments. And so let's pull this up, and hopefully there won't be any embedded video, and we can
just read it.
It was a 15-minute long press conference, and
it was.
And so it wasn't all about that, but what he said that okay, so this is not, this doesn't happen. Let me find it. Here we go. Basically, it boils down to, he said that it was very disappointing that Joe Mixon was not invited to the 2017 NFL Combine, and I actually wrote about the new, so quote-unquote, new policy that the NFL has, and if you're paying attention, you know that the NFL in recent years, ever since the, the running back for the
Ray Rice.
Thank you. His name was escaping. Sonia knows me too well. She knows how bad my memory is. So the Ray Rice video came out, and the NFL had only issued a 2-game suspension. It was a big brouhaha. People were mad online and in real life. And so, you know, the NFL has at least publicly tried to adopt a proactive stance toward addressing domestic violence, but in practice, they often, as they do, fall short of what they say that they're going to do. And what I wrote about this new quote unquote combine policy is that it's just too vague. I mean, what are they trying to do here? You know, and so two guys this year were not invited, and the two that weren't invited were two that were caught on video committing violent acts, but there were certainly more guys who had those kinds of accusations, and what the NFL said is, you know, guys with a history of violent offenses like this, you know, they don't define anything. We just don't know. So, but Joe Mixon, a very talented running back in this upcoming draft class, was one of the ones not invited. And he said it wasn't disappointing because they didn't get a chance to ask him questions. Well, you know, my thing is, well, it doesn't stop you. It just makes it more inconvenient for you. And so I'm sorry that you're being inconvenienced because, you know, we've got a real issue in this country with violence against women, and, you know, why aren't you mad about that?
Exactly. And, you know, it almost sounded like he was whining. And he was like, it's not fair that we have to do this. And, you know, this is the combine, and there's 32 teams here and representatives, and we would just really like it. It would be much easier if he was just here. Essentially, that's what he was doing. He was just kind of whining. And, you know, he had me. He was having a really good press conference. I was enjoying it. I was loving what he was saying. And then he got to that part, and I was like, wait, is he sounding how I think he's sounding? Is he saying what I think he's saying? And it's just like, well, you know, there was a reason why he wasn't invited. It wasn't just, you know, that the NFL is like, ooh, we're going to make you guys work. You know, we're going to make you chase him down. No, sir. He, you know, clocked a girl. Real bad.
And
broke
this
bones.
This is what, and this is what pisses me off about the whole situation is that, and I can somewhat understand his frustration. I'm willing to understand his frustration if he's willing to understand mine, you know.
Exactly.
And why what he said was, you know, I don't want to use the word offensive because we get caught up in, but I just felt like it was, you can use the
it
word.
It was kind of dismissive.
It was dismissive. It was tone deaf. It really showed a lack of understanding. But, you know, in all fairness, the NFL is putting the onus on these teams without being the bad guy, right? And that's, you know, the NFL needs to clarify what it's trying to do here.
Right.
That's just the bottom line. They need to do that. And, you know, and I said that, you know, and we could, you know, have a debate about, you know, have a discussion about these things, but, you know, the NFL needs to clarify its stance. What are you trying to accomplish here? And if you're trying to accomplish what I think you are, and that's that, you know, let's at least give second thought to what we're going to do with these. Because, you know, and here was my thing, if he was in the league, he would have been disciplined, in, or allegedly, supposedly.
Hopefully.
You know, with this new domestic violence policy that, you know, they rolled out with to, you know, such fanfare and all that. But, you know, it's...
But didn't get upheld because
yeah.
that kicker from the Giants.
Well, yeah,
I
right.
I mean, that's, yeah.
And but that's what they try to do. And, it, you know, we in when I wrote about it, I talked about the Frank Clark deal. You know,
yep.
I mean,
yep.
teams act like they care. You know, after they after the Seattle Seahawks drafted Frank Clark, they said, well, we did our due diligence and he didn't hit anybody. Oh, really? She was found semi-naked, unconscious on the floor. And
well,
two women and two women next door heard the altercation and... You know, what it boiled down to is, you know, they said they did their due diligence. Here's my whole thing. I don't think they care. I don't think they care what the
no.
answer to the question is.
They don't.
What they
don't.
Care is, you know, will you say and do the right things and not embarrass us, you know, for going to bat and, you know, taking you with the 10th overall pick or whatever. Where are you guys drafting this year, by the way?
We're drafting at 21.
Okay.
So, you know, not super great pickings, but he potentially does, Joe Mixon does have the potential to be there at 21.
Sure.
And myself personally, I don't think that we should take a running back first. I think we have bigger needs than yeah. running back. But, you know, that's just me.
How would you feel if the Detroit Lions did draft Joe Mixon?
And then, yeah, that was my next thought, because after he said, you know, Joe Mixon is not off the board, I was like, oh, okay. And, you know, then I started reconciling my thoughts and thinking, what would this mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know, it was hard for me to kind of say, you know, if he, should he, I mean, this is a life-altering situation that he entered himself into, you know, mm-hmm. he didn't have to put his hands on that woman. And, you know, does he deserve to have the rest of his life stripped away from him, potential earnings, things like that? Yeah, probably. But at the same time, that's going to happen if a lot of teams pass on him and he goes to, like, you know, the third or fourth round,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? So there's already going to be money that he probably potentially couldn't even make up.
Yeah.
So there's that. Yeah, but then, you know his history and you know what he's going to do and or what he has the potential of doing. And, you know, my thought is at that point is that hopefully the team has done their vetting and, you know, they've talked to him and they hopefully have laid out their expectations for him.
Yeah.
That, you know, if you're going to do this another time, you know, this you are on a short rope. You're not, you know, we're done with you. If this happens again, we're done with you. And that's the only thing you can hope for at this point, which is kind of sad.
Yeah. You know, and it's an interesting discussion on what do you do with these guys. And, you know, and certainly not every guy who parties hard or whatever, you know, in college is going to turn into a domestic abuser, but, you know, just to look at the Johnny Manziel situation, you know,
mm-hmm.
and a guy who, you know, went through some adversity in college and, you know, I mean, there's a legitimate reason why red flags are red flags, you know?
Exactly, exactly.
And, you know, it's, you know, you want a guy that going to be on the field and not embarrass you in the community.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's the biggest thing because, I mean, it's even worse nowadays with social media and things like that. And things get posted in 2 seconds, you know, something happens and then 5 minutes later, it's going to be trending on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And do you want that type of thing associated with your team and, mm-hmm. you know, with your city?
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. It really is. But you know, it's interesting. I don't want to talk about that the whole time. You mentioned other draft needs. What would you, if you had to rank the top draft needs for the Detroit Lions, 1 through 5, how would you list it?
All right, so I'd say linebacker.
Yeah, man, boy, you guys. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
That's number one.
I mean, like, you could probably draft, what, 2 or 3 linebackers and still be like, man, we probably need linebackers.
We could. We really could because we're running really thin,
yeah.
You know.
It's like the Titans and cornerback.
We thought was going to be great, but no. Whatever his hip mysterious injury is or was, we still don't know. And so that's really hindered us. We got rid of Kyle Van Noy, who now plays with the Patriots. You know, we're running thin. We're running thin. So linebacker, I think, is number one need. Corners and safeties, I'd probably put those 2 and 3.
Mm-hmm.
Although Darius Slay is doing a really good job, but we still need some backup people, some good, solid people.
Yeah.
And that's, you know,
and you
got to
always be developing.
You do. You always have to be developing. And that was one of the things that Quinn said in his press conference. You know, he was talking about the defensive side of the ball and getting faster. And that's what we need to have. You know, people who are going to rush the quarterback, you know, make them try and make mistakes, things like that. Because, you know, you've got Aaron Rodgers in your division. You're going to have to go up against him. And so you got to have the defense to bring it.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, those are big things. So that's 2 and 3. Four, I would say probably a wide receiver.
Okay.
Golden Tate's doing really well, but again, developing talent. We need to bring in some new people and, you know, keep our guys fresh. And then maybe at 5, a running back. We have a good stable of running backs.
We do.
Again,
yeah.
Like, we do. We do. But there's just something about – we have an awful run game. Awful run game.
It's amazing what, yeah, you know. But you
it's
had a
sad.
Pretty, you had to be pretty happy with the season that you had last year.
Yeah, no, I was. I was pretty happy. I was pretty happy with it. And honestly, you know, I will say that I saw the last three ending, you know, the last three games ending the way that they were. I knew that the line, I knew they weren't ready to make that jump. We all knew they weren't ready to make that jump. So I think, you know, they've made the playoffs, and that was good. That was a very good thing.
Do you think do you think that they've gotten that monkey off their back in that, you know, for a while the knock on them has been, you know, not being able to, you know, put games away and finish and close and all of that. Do you think they've gotten that monkey off their back yet?
Not yet.
Maybe
I
a little bit, but not completely.
A little bit, but not completely. Yeah, you know, they did. They came from behind a lot this year, and they were able to, you know, pull those games out and win. Mm-hmm. And that's something that they haven't been able to do in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's wonderful. But now you have to start playing with the lead. You can't go in trailing the fourth quarter every single game because you just can't. That's not how you win.
Well, that's hard on your team, too, you know? I mean, that's going to wear your team down.
Exactly, exactly. Because, you know, now you're relying on Matt Stafford to make these crazy, insane throws. And we all know that while he's wonderful, he is going to mess up and he's going to make a big mistake.
Yeah.
And that's why we can't rely on that. So now the focus needs to be on getting ahead early, and keeping the lead.
Yeah, you know, we still got free agency to go through, and there's a lot of things that are going to take place before we even get, you know, around to OTAs or even training camp. What's your injury situation look like? I know your defensive lineman that you drafted.
Levy.
Yeah. How's he doing?
Good question. Oh, wait, my defensive lineman,
not Levy.
Ziggy Ansah.
Yeah, Ansah, that's what I was thinking of.
Ziggy Ansah, I've heard he's actually doing pretty good. I think this offseason will give him a chance to rest up a little bit and get strong.
Yeah.
Because he did tweak that ankle. That was really the biggest thing that he's been working with. Amir Abdullah has been either cleared or he's coming along very, very well with his recovery.
That's good.
So, yeah, that's good. That's good. We needed him back there, and hopefully, you know, he's recovered and will be just fine for the season. Let's see. Who else? We had a lot of people that were just
banged
up. And
yeah.
Tweaked. Our other one. Oh, gosh. Why do I want to say Thomas Rawls? But it's not Thomas. Theo Riddick. Same initials.
Close enough.
Exactly. Close enough. You see what I mean.
Yeah.
He actually was injured the last couple games. And so, yeah, we got to get him back. So our injury situation is not too severe, but I think this offseason will give them a chance to get stronger, get healthier. I don't think anybody needed surgery. And if they did, it was all had towards the end of the season or at some point during the regular season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, 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 very interesting. So are you working on anything right now, or are you in off-season mode? I know you're working with your kids and doing a lot of stuff there.
So, yeah, I'm kind of in off-season mode right now. And actually with SportsX Media, I'm going to try and focus a little bit more on the Tigers and their upcoming season, the Detroit Tigers. So that'll be fun. So, yeah, doing just the mom thing, doing some writing. And, yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right. Great, great, great stuff. Now, you were on a podcast not long ago. Do you want to pimp that out, tell everybody where they can hear it?
Oh, sure. And that was the Sports XM podcast with the Sports Infusion. And that's with the Sporty Diva and Murph, the Big Green Man.
Yep.
check that out. Yes. It's so silly. They're so crazy, but they're so much fun, and I love them.
Yeah, they're
so
great.
They're a mess. So, yeah, go ahead. Check that out, too.
Yeah. Are you going to make it to Canton this year?
I'm going to try to. I'm very much so going to try to. How about you?
I'm going to try to. I'm not going to be covering the draft this year. And so I'm really going to make an effort to try to get to Canton.
Oh, cool. That'll be so much fun.
Yeah, and
I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
And I need to look and see when the deadline is to do, because I know we're working on deadline and stuff. And do you remember?
Oh, yeah,
when
we are.
Yeah.
I don't. And I was just thinking that, like, yesterday. I was like, ooh, snap. I got to figure out when
that
deadline is.
Yeah. Well, off mic, we all get together and get a schedule to make sure both of us do what we need to do.
I know, right?
So tell everybody out there where they can find you on social media.
Sure. You guys can find me on Twitter at mom, the number 2, the number 3, RN. I'm around anytime. You see, I'm also on Facebook, Instagram. Whatever. You want me, you can get me.
She's a great follow. She's my boo. By the way, tell hubby we're going to have to sit down. And her hubby is a podcast partner, too. And he and I like to sit down and spit.
You two have some interesting discussions.
We
and I
do.
Love it.
We spitball about politics and gaming and whatnot. And we definitely need to do that. Some really good games are coming out. I'll have to touch base with him and we'll have to do that. All right, so Sonia, stay on the line. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up, so stay tuned in. You're listening to Bat Talk with Sharona. All right. Always such a pleasure to talk to Sonia. She's such a great person, and I'm so honored to call her a friend. We used to host a Tuesday night weekly webcast for NFL Female called The Zone Blitz, and that was fun. And I miss us doing that. We had fun, but, we talked about a lot of serious topics, and we talked about all the 32 NFL teams. And so anytime I get an opportunity to chat with her and have her on, it warms my heart because she is such a good person and an amazing mother and great sports fan and does a great job covering the Lions. So, okay, Bob Quinn. I really am trying to understand where you're coming from. But I don't understand how you can just callously dismiss what these guys did. Maybe you've never had someone hit you in the face or hit you anywhere. You know, someone you loved, someone you trusted. Maybe you've never had that happen to you. I hope that you haven't. I hope, you know, I wish all of us could say that, you know? I mean, I wish we could. But it happens. One in three women are going to have that happen to them. And you know what? I really sort of suspect that number is rather low, as high as it is. You know, I wonder how many women don't admit it, you know? It took me a long, long time to open up and talk about my own experiences for a lot of reasons that we'll talk about in another show and that I'm writing about. I'm trying to write about what it's like to have someone that you love and trust and that you're in a relationship with use the things that you reveal to them in order to justify the bad things they do to you. And it's, you know, it's hard to write about these things, and but it's important. It's important to tell our stories. And I hope that you understand that these aren't one-time things for the people, for the, you know, for the women that it happens to, because we relive it, you know? We relive it all the time. And, you know, and I have, you know, physical consequences to this day. And I don't, you know, there's nothing that I can do. And I never know when, you know, when I'm going to experience it, you know. And to hear you talk about it like it's NBD, no big deal, is revolting. You know, it's really revolting. And I hope that you do some soul searching and that you ask yourself why you value Joe Mixon's ability to carry a damn football down a field of grass over the pain that he caused a young woman. Because that is a real issue in this country right now that we gloss over and ignore those things because we value, for whatever reason, we value the wrong things. We don't value the, you know, the right things, and that leads us to say, oh, Russia, no big deal. Oh, domestic violence, no big deal. Oh, harassing Jews, no big deal. Well, no, it is a big deal. You know, it is a big deal, and we need to do better, and hopefully, Bob Quinn, you will do better. Have you even apologized? Have you even attempted to undo some of the damage that you did? If you have, I haven't seen it, and I certainly would like to see it. So that's it for today. Thanks for listening to another episode of Bat Talk with Sharona. Shout out to Sonia Greenfield again. You can follow her, by the way, on Twitter at mom23rn. She's such a great person, and thank her again for sitting down with me last night to have that little chat. We'll be back next week. I hope that happy Friday again. You can follow me on Twitter, Sports by Sharona. Check out my website, Bat Talk with Sharona. Check out the work that I'm doing right now at Inside the Pylon, and I hope that you have a wonderful weekend, and we'll be back next week. A little bit of everything.